F. Eco-terrorism. Due to its leftist influences, environmentalism has been relatively radical from the start. There are many radical branches, including deep ecology, ecofeminism, social ecology, bioregionalism, and the like. Some of these branches are extremely radical. The most well-known include groups like Earth First and Earth Liberation Front. They utilize direct action, like use of explosives and arson, known as eco-terrorism, to stop activities they consider damaging to the environment. The Earth First group was started in 1979, and its slogan is "No Compromise in Defense of Mother Earth." The group utilizes direct actions against main targets like logging, dam construction, and other projects. One of the group's well-known tactics is called tree sit, where they sit under or climb up trees to prevent logging. These operations of Earth First have attracted many new members, including leftists, anarchists, and others seeking to rebel against mainstream society. In 1992, some of the more radical members started a branch called Earth Liberation Front and adopted arson as their tactic. Around the end of 2000, 9 luxury mansions on Long Island were burned to ashes overnight. The main justification was that these mansions were built on a natural forest. After committing the arson, the Earth Liberation Front put out the slogan, "If you build it, we'll burn it." In 2005, the FBI announced that the Earth Liberation Front was the largest terrorist threat in the United States, was suspected of involvement in over 1,200 criminal incidents causing tens of millions of dollars in property damage. Their actions have long since exceeded the limits of normal political protest or differences in views. Communist ideology has exploited hatred to turn some environmentalists into eco-terrorists, no different from any other terrorists.